good morning, church, and what a privilege it is of mine for me to be able to begin my morning together with you in God's Word. Today we are in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. Here Jesus uses the images of a shepherd, a gate, and sheep to describe the relationship between himself and his followers. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and follow him. Unlike a thief who comes only to steal or destroy, and like a hired worker who fails to protect the sheep, Jesus, as the good shepherd, is willing to die for the sheep. Jesus' words once again cause division among the people. And as we start this week out together, God's saving or guiding word for us is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "I'm telling you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who goes through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow someone else. Instead, they will run away from such a person because they do not know his voice." Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he meant. So Jesus said again, "I'm telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Those who come in by me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep. When the hired man, who is not a shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away, so the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired man runs away because he is only a hired man and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father, in the same way I know my sheep and they know me, and I am willing to die for them. There are other sheep which belong to me that are not in this sheep pen, but I must bring them too. They will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock with the shepherd. The Father loves me because I'm willing to give up my life in order that I may receive it back again. No one takes my life away from me. I give it up of my own free will. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it back. This is what my Father has commanded me to do." Again, there was a division among the people because of these words, and many of them were saying, "He has a demon. He's crazy. Why do you listen to him?" But others were saying, "A man with a demon could not talk like this. How could a demon give sight to blind people?" And today's key verse is John chapter 10, verse 11, where Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep." Now, beloved, as we look out in modern day Christianity, we have things going on that at first we might think are, you know, unique to the 20th and 21st century. All of the, you know, proclaim it and keep it and, you know, the prosperity gospel that's going on. But these same people were around in Jesus' day and in Paul's day also. And, you know, they were out there preaching a different gospel than the one that was taught by Paul and the other apostles. The bottom line is that you want to know if you're following a good shepherd, you have to see what that shepherd's motivation is. Jesus was the good shepherd, and he was willing to go to any extent to keep his sheep safe, including to laying his life down for the sheep. Unfortunately, today, most shepherds are looking for an opportunity to fleece the flock and to take them for everything that they can, and laying their lives down for their flock is about the furthest thing from their mind. What kind of a church have you gone to? I'm sure at this age in our lives that we've gone to many churches. And, you know, we're might be going to the church that we're pastoring right now. And there's the doctrine that's going on there. But tell me about your pastor. Let me know about the kind of pastors that you had. Do you have somebody that just showed up, preached a message, and then he was gone? Or did you have somebody who had invested his life, his very health, his very living into his sheep? That, my friend, is a good shepherd. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, and you're willing to die for my sake. I seek to follow you. Teach me day by day with your gentle and loving voice. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday mornings together to a close, beloved. Tomorrow, we're going to be in John chapter 10, verse 22, where Jesus is questioned about his identity. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is that you have the boldness to stand up and claim every good promise that's in that Word of God for you and your family. Amen.